brazy, do the mumble like a crazy rhythm.
Welcome to the second episode of the Elect Jonic podcast. Today, we will be reviewing Clue for Nintendo Switch. So, to follow my usual routine, I will give a basic description of what Clue is and who made it, of course. Why don't we start? So, Clue was made by Marmalade Game Studio for the Nintendo Switch, as well as mobile. The game also has, the company also is connected to Hasbro, so that's pretty cool. Clue is basically a mystery board game that revolves around trying to figure out who killed Mr. Body. Typically, there's 6 suspects, 6 murder weapons, and usually 9 rooms. All suspects, murder weapons, and rooms are their own cards, known as evidence. Before starting a game, one suspect, murder weapon, and room are randomly selected and put into a secret envelope. It's up to players to figure out which cards they were by deduction, observation, and possibly even a little trickery. At the start of the game, each of the players are given a few cards of evidence to help them get started on what they can cross off as suspects, murder weapons, and locations. For the rest of the game, players take turns exploring rooms and suggesting who they think committed the crime, with which weapon, and in what room. If anyone has that specific piece of evidence the player suggested, the player must be shown that card. If no one has those cards, the player is given the opportunity to make a final accusation and reference the secret envelope. If they are correct, the game is over. If they are wrong, and depending on house rules, they can either continue the game and they're out, or the game ends. So that's a basic synopsis of what Clue is and who made the game for the Switch and for mobile. Coming up, I'm going to be talking about the gameplay, so stay tuned. So now I will be talking about the basic gameplay of Clue on the Nintendo Switch. This also includes the gameplay for the mobile versions, iOS and Android. So the game is very, very similar to the board game. If you've ever played the board game version of Clue, then the digital version, you will feel right at home. It is identical. The Switch version has a single-player mode and online mode. There is no local couch co-op, which makes sense considering the nature of solving a mystery. I mean, it would be pretty hard trying to pass and play the game on the Switch. And if you have it on a TV, are people just going to close their eyes when it's your turn? So it makes sense that there's no couch co-op, I guess. As of recording, there are 8 locations to choose from. There's the Tudor Mansion, which is included with the game, the Masquerade Ball, Wild West, Snowy Peaks, Hollywood Studio, Classic Mansion, Murder Express, and a Vampire Castle. Each location has their own rooms, murder weapons, graphics, and even character lists. As far as character lists go, there are 57 characters to choose from, each with their own style. Characters are purely skins, though, similar to something you may see in Fortnite, and they don't offer any competitive advantage. Once you select a room and your player, you then have the option to add artificial intelligence players, specify their difficulty, and then also modify the house rules a bit, like adding hints. And then after that, you're off to solve the mystery. Gameplay is pretty simple. They are 3D boards. Players basically will, on their turn, they will be given the option to roll the dice, and then they must select a location to walk to. Some of the locations on the board have secret passageways, so they can use a secret passageway to go somewhere else on the board. Once they enter that location, like I said, they're given the option to make a suggestion of who they think did it. And just like the board game, you're shown evidence. One of the cool things about the game is that if you're playing on the Switch version, you have the suspect checklist on the right side of the screen, and then you have the gameplay on the left side of the screen. At any time at all, you can press X on the Switch to switch between gameplay and checklist and mark like a check mark or an X, or if you want to cross off the suspect or the weapons or locations, you can do that as well. They actually make it very simple to do it. I never had any problems at all. What makes Clue very easy to play is that, you know, you're not just sitting around waiting for your turn. You're actually watching the actions of other players. So unlike games like Mario Party, which may slow down a bit since you're just waiting for your turn to come, Clue, you're kind of trying to solve the mystery in your head. And you're trying to think, oh, well, this player, you know, went to this room and they're suggesting this. Do they have those cards? Maybe I should follow up with them. Or did they lie? Are they trying to do something else? So it's kind of up to you to figure out who you want to follow up with next, which room you should go into next, and slowly making these deductions in your head. So overall, the gameplay in Clue is pretty straightforward, and it's very similar to the board game. If you're looking for an exact board game to video game replica, you will find it with the Marmalade Game Studio version of Clue. It is nearly identical. I didn't experience any caveats in gameplay. I think what's pretty cool is how polished the game is. For example, when you're making a suggestion, it'll give you, let's say, for example, I selected Miss White. It will show Miss White in the room. And if I select like the lead pipe, it'll show her holding a lead pipe. But let's say I change my mind and I want her to hold the revolver. She'll hold the revolver instead. And then it'll show her actually committing the crime, which is really neat. Because a lot of versions I've played of Clue, of video games, they kind of do the same thing. And I'm glad that Marmalade Game Studio decided to take that route and kind of give you this visual representation of what you're thinking. And I even like the smallest things, like for example, let's say someone else made an accusation. They'll show the actual animation of that person killing Mr. Body, and then all other computer players are going to get asked who did it. They're going to get asked if who has a card. So the whole thing is that whoever has the card will go out of that player's hand, and then you won't, if it's not you, you won't see it, but you'll see that other person look, the detective looking at that card for a few seconds, and then they'll pass it back to the player. So I think that animation, it's like not necessary, but it works, and it feels good to see stuff like that, because it feels like you're playing with real people, even if you are playing with artificial intelligence. So from a gameplay standpoint, Marmalade Game Studio really polished the experience, and these minor animations really make all the difference. The environments themselves are also very beautiful and very pretty. Some of the in-game locations I absolutely love. My favorite right now is Snowy Peaks. I love the locations, and the music is just very vibrant. I'll get into the music later, but From a gameplay standpoint, it's very fast-paced if you're playing with artificial intelligence. It's really easy to get into a game. The game hardly loads at all, except for when you first launch the game. Overall, from a gameplay standpoint, Marmalade hit it out of the park. It's fantastic. So now I will be talking about the sound and the soundtrack for Clue. Clue has a theme song, and you will be hearing it a lot on the main menu. It's the only song that you'll hear when you're toggling through where location you want to go through and which character you want to select. It's a very nice, it's a very cool song. It has a very jazzy sound to it. It sounds like they actually use real instruments, which I always love to see in video games. But yeah, it's one of those songs that when you hear it, it's just going to stick in your head, and you're going to like play it in your head all day until you play something else. Very awesome soundtrack. The sound effects when it comes to actual gameplay are also really cool. Depending on which location you're at, let's say, for example, you're at the Snowy Peaks, you're going to hear snowfall. You're going to feel the creaks of the house. Depending on which room you're in, you're even going to hear like little sound effects. For example, the Snowy Peaks has a hot tub room, and you'll hear the bubbles of the hot tub. Or if you're in the kitchen, you'll hear cooking sounds. If you're in the bedroom, you might hear the bed. If you're in like a little TV room, you might even hear like the TV switch channels. These little sound effects are really cool because they weren't necessary. After all, it's a board game, but it really places you into the environment. You really feel the ambiance. You feel like you're in this place with these other people and you're trying to solve a murder. And I'm really happy that Marmalade Game Studio put that much polish and effort into creating this tiny environment. So the soundtrack definitely, the sound effects definitely fit. As far as the soundtrack location, each location does have their own songs, but they're purely atmospheric. They don't really have that strong melody, that strong theme that's in your ear holes and your face when you first launch the game. These songs are more so just more of a piece of the environment for you, which I really liked because when you're trying to solve a mystery, you don't want to have a song that's just blaring in your ears and you're trying to pay attention to other characters. You want something more calm, something to help fit the ambiance of what you're trying to do. So I'm glad that for the in-game music, they toned it down a bit and they gave us players the option to even turn off the music. But I really am glad that they toned down the music a bit. But I do love that theme song. And it's really, every time I launch the game, I'm always putting a smile on my face. That theme song is very memorable. So I definitely give the soundtrack an A+. It's very effective. It sounds great. The theme song is very memorable, and the gameplay music isn't, but it fits the ambiance perfectly. Next up, I will be talking about the multiplayer experience for Clue. So if you want to play this game with friends, there's a few ways you can do it. So on the main menu, you'll have the option of either online multiplayer or playing locally, I believe, with friends. So the way it works is that if someone else has a Switch and they own the game Clue, you can give them a room code. They can join your room and then you can play the game as normal. If someone else has the game for iOS and Android, yep, you heard me right, iOS and Android, Clue supports multiplayer crossplay. So let's say, for example, I'm playing on my Switch. I can have two other friends play on their iPhone and Android device. They can join my room and the three of us can all play on separate platforms. That is a great idea, and I'm glad that Marmalade Game Studio decided to go with the cross-platform route. It fits perfectly, and I've tried it, and it works. It's disappointing they don't have couch co-op, but this is the perfect solution. The only suggestion I have for Marmalade Game Studio, and I've made it very clear to them in my communication with them, is perhaps adding a spectator mode in Clue for the Switch. And I think what would be really effective with the spectator mode is that you could have, instead, like just like the artificial intelligence players, you would have the Switch version act like a spectator that doesn't have their own turn, but they're simply just on the TV. And other players like me and my friends, we could use the phone version. And then the TV purely acts like a Jackbox game, like a Jackbox Party Pack game, where it's purely there just to show you what's going on. You might, they could even add like a global checklist, which shows perhaps information that everyone kind of knows collectively. There's so many ways that they could do this, and there's so much potential. So I really hope that they figure out another way to do couch co-op that integrates people owning multiple versions of the game. But yeah, the multiplayer aspect of the game works very well. It's very polished. As far as the online, that's a little bit different. The online mode connects to Facebook. So if you have a Facebook account, you can do that. But if you're playing locally, you can also use your Nintendo account. The way the online mode works is that you can either play with friends or you could play with random people. You can get into a game pretty fast with random people. The only downside is that sometimes people take a while to make their information, or they take a while to make their turn. So I really don't like the online mode very much because the game can drag a lot. In my honest opinion, if you're getting Clue for the Switch, get it for the fantastic single player mode, or if you're going to try to pick up a game with friends. But the online mode definitely could use some improvements. The amount of time that a player is given to do whatever they need to do for their turn, it's way too much, and games just drag. They take forever. At least on the Nintendo Switch version. I don't know about the PC, iOS, and Android versions, but the Switch version can take a very long time. For the two times I've tried the online mode, I ended up just leaving the match because I was getting way too impatient. I mean, people were were using their timer up until it expired. I mean, it was bad. So I hope Marmalade can figure out a faster way to streamline the online process, because it dragged. Other than that, though, the solo experience is great. The multiplayer experience with friends and family totally works. If we just had that maybe a spectator mode, that would be awesome. But that's my conclusion for the multiplayer. It works, it's polished, but it's kind of slow. So unless you have really good patience, I would recommend just playing with friends. So I will be adding a new segment to my review, and this will be suggestions for the developer. So Marmalade Game Studio, if you're listening, Hasbro, if you're listening, I would like to offer some suggestions for how you can improve Clue. If there's one thing I noticed that Clue really needs, it's some kind of reward system. None of the versions across all of your devices have anything like, don't have this at all. So like, there's no scenario mode, there's no challenges, there's nothing I can really do other than just setting up a game and trying to figure out who did it. And yes, that is satisfying when you figure out who killed Mr. Body, but I think it would be great if there was something you could do to entice players to keep playing Clue, because it gets old pretty fast when you've discovered who did it already, and you can't really level up or anything, you can't unlock anything. It's all pretty much, everything's unlocked. So there's really, I mean, unless you're playing with friends, there's no real incentive to go back in after you've played Clue for the 20th time. So my suggestion to developers, if anyone is listening, is to add a scenario mode. Maybe change up the rules a little bit. Add some new house rules for the existing locations that you've created. Maybe add some kind of twists to make it harder or more fun for players to figure out who did it. So that's one suggestion I have, is to add a scenario mode or to give players some kind of incentive to keep playing. Perhaps you could even add challenges. Maybe every week, just like how Fortnite and other long-term online games work, you can add daily challenges or weekly challenges, monthly challenges. Give players something to do to complete these challenges. And if they complete them, maybe you could give players unlockable character skins, or maybe a new type of weapon that they can add to their game, or something to give some players more of a reason to come back. Another suggestion I have is a story mode. It doesn't have to be crazy, but it would be nice if we could get some kind of mode where players can maybe partake in a story, even if it is small, or it could be episodic. And I think that would be really effective, because I think older versions of Clue for the PC even had story modes, and they were cheesy, but they worked, and they were memorable. So I think that a story mode would definitely benefit this game a lot. That way you have a story mode, and then you have the actual board game. So those are my two suggestions that I think would fit really well for Clue. And if the developers are listening, please consider it. I think it would work perfectly. Thank you. So, I noticed on the Nintendo eShop that there are actually two versions of Clue. There is the standard version, and then there is the Season Pass version. The standard version is $30, And it includes the basic game, as well as, I believe, just the basic characters and weapon packs and everything. Then there's also a season pass, which is, I believe, $40, about $10 more. The season pass gives you all the DLC content that's not included in the standard version, and it also gives you any other content they release for free. So if you are a super fan and you like the game a lot and you like the locations and all that stuff, then I would get the $40 season pass version on the Switch. If you, you know, are a passive player that isn't a huge fan and you just want the very basic experience, then I would get the $30 standard edition. The mobile and iOS versions are also, are the same price, and they are $4 each. So that's a big contrast to the Switch version. And I've had people ask me, well, why don't I just purchase the $4 mobile version? That's so much cheaper. It is cheaper, but there is the thing that mobile games are typically cheaper than their console counterparts. And two, the mobile version only gives you the one location, only one location, like a few suspects and like a few weapons. Everything else is a la carte. Every other theme, character, weapon, they're all a la carte. They have to purchase them separately in their own packs. The mobile version also includes a premium pack for, guess what, $29.99. So for that Switch version, you're actually getting the premium version of the game. It is sold pretty much everywhere for that same price. You're not going to get it for cheaper anywhere else. The only reason why the game can get away with being $4 on the mobile app store is because they are putting everything else behind a paywall. So in my opinion, if you're going to get the game for the Switch, you might as well just get the $30 if that's what you're looking for. If you want the season pass, which gives you all the DLC content, then get the $40 one, but it's completely up to you. I just thought I would share that because people have been asking me, well, why not just get the $4 one? Well, yeah, you're getting that cheaper game, but then you're also going to have to pay everything separately. So hopefully that helps any consumers out there looking and can't decide which version to get. Hopefully that helps. All right, so now we've reached the very end of the podcast episode. Now it becomes the big part, the conclusion. Do I recommend Clue for Nintendo Switch, for PC, for iOS, for Android, etc.? Do I think it's a good game? Do I think it's effective? The answer is yes. I do recommend Clue for the Nintendo Switch. The game is very polished. Marmalade Game Studio and Hasbro partnered up together, and they did a fantastic job in making the game and bringing it to us in this form. If you're looking for an identical replica of the game and you're looking for this polished experience, then yes, this game is fantastic, and it is nearly identical to the board game in every way. You can play solo, you can play multiplayer. It's a very awesome experience for everyone involved, and I definitely recommend it for board game fans. I don't recommend this game if you, one, don't like board games or mystery games. Two, if you don't like games that involve a lot of reading or looking into deduction. And three, if you're looking more for a dense experience that involves a story or challenges or incentive. So those are three reasons why I wouldn't get the game. If that's the kind of person you are, or if it's just those are things you're looking for, you might be disappointed. But other than that, if you're looking for a true to the Clue experience of a board game, then yes, I highly recommend it. All right, and that officially ends the podcast for Clue on Nintendo Switch. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to my review of Clue. I'm really excited that I was able to record my opinion of the game, and I can't wait to hear your opinion as well. If you have the Anchor app, feel free to reach out to me, message me, and tell me your opinion of the game. I will play it for audience members if anyone else is listening, and I can even respond to it as well. So anyway, thank you everybody for listening, and I can't wait to review another game. So stay tuned.
calabrese, do the mambo like a crazy rhythm.